Hello and welcome to the Occult London podcast. This is a new podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism, the Kabbalah, as well as other topics. In this new series, we are exploring the symbolism and mysteries of the tarot trumps in relation to the Western mystery tradition. Each episode, I will be looking at a different tarot trump. These are meant to be short introductions, so it will not be an exhaustive examination of them, but rather a taster to get you started and thinking. If you like the podcast, please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe, and you can also find us on Facebook at Occult London Podcast, or also on YouTube. Now there is some videos of our previous series, which is Occult London Podcast. Hope you enjoy it. So this episode today, we are discussing path 20 of the Tree of Life, which is the path of Yod. This is the letter of the path. The Hebrew letter of the path is Yod, which means fist, and the name of God is Adonai. The astrological correspondence is Virgo, or the Virgin. The tarot correspondence, obviously, is the trump of the Hermit. And the esoteric title is Magus of the Voice of Light, Prophet of the Gods. The Yetzeratic path text is the 20th path is the intelligence of will, and is so called because it the Mazit. I'll start that again. The 20th path is the intelligence of will and is so called because it is the means of preparation of all and each created being. And by this intelligence, the existence of the primordial wisdom becomes known. The mythological principle is the wilderness journey, and the experience of the path is solitude, journeying through deserts and wild places, visions of the creation of the world, temptation by hostile or demonic entities. Entities of the path include birds and tempting spirits, and the magical image of the path is an arch of yellowish green bearing the letter Yod in brilliant white on its keystone. The door in the arch bears the image of the trump. The colours in Atzeluth is yellowish green, in Bria is slate grey, in Yetzirah is greenish grey, and Isaiah is plum. And just to clarify where these correspondences are coming from, so this is from John Michael Greer's excellent book, Paths of Wisdom, which I would highly recommend anyone listening to this podcast to purchase. It's a really good book and has lots of really interesting insights in it. So moving on to the actual kind of discussion on elements of the path. So the Hermit path is what is known as, it's part of what is known as the ethical triad, which connects Kesed and Geburah to Tiferet at the centre of the tree, connecting Kesed with Tiferet. Kesed, as we've seen on our discussion on the Kabbalistic spheres, is the sphere of kind of expansion and organization. So it's very much this Jupiter expansion, organize and get everything into harmony, a lower form of Chochmah. And whilst Tiferet is obviously the harmonizing and balancing force at the center of the tree. So in this way, we can say that this path is really a kind of lower reflection of the primal force of Keter to Chochmah, the Fool. If we look at the symbolism of the path, so obviously with the Rider Waite, which is the one I'm using at the moment because it's the most popular and probably the most common in terms of some of the symbolism. So the card shows an elderly hermit figure standing with his lamp pointing outwards. He's looking from the right side, left. So you can see from that point of view, looking from the right side towards the left, he's a, it kind of could be seen as a lower reflection of the side profile magical image of Chochmah, but on a lower scale. He's holding a lamp in his right hand and a staff in his left hand. The lamp signifies the inner light, the yod of creation that he carries with him down into manifestation. And the staff, we could say, could represent a magical wand or the will of the magician. So it is his will to be a hermit and carry the light through the darkness. The cloak he wears is grey and it's obviously tattered. It's seen him. It's had some hard times and hard journeys by the looks of it. But we can also say this is kind of a cloak of manifestation. So it's a cloak that conceals the bright light of the divine behind it. The snow, as we discussed when we talked about the full tarot card, we could say represents the unmanifested divine energy from above that's carried in the seed of the yod down the tree of life. So the tree of life can be really seen as a road down which the hermit travels, carrying the light in the same way that, you know, in the Christian tradition, for instance, Saint Christopher carries the Christ child through the wilderness. The hermit kind of teaches us that to allow ourselves to be carried through the darkness. So in this sense, we could say he represents this kind of willpower and strength that we need to carry on through the wasteland when times are at our darkness. He's that tiny glimmer or spark of light in the darkness that leads the initiate towards the golden light of Tiferet. And on this downward journey, this is obviously represented by the snow being kind of thawed out. And on the return journey, we could say that it's represented more by the thawing of the snow to give way to this kind of higher wisdom that's coming through to us from above the abyss. And, you know, particularly in some of the traditions, like the Golden Dawn tradition, for instance, they talk about the kind of sphere of the inner plane masters is up there in Kesed. So you could say that aspects of the light symbolism could be this kind of drip feeding of wisdom from the inner planes down to us. The letter Yod is obviously important for the path because it's the key letter in the Tetragrammaton. So this is kind of the initial spark that kicks off the whole of creation, the primal force. And also the colour grey of his cloak is very significant. This is the colour of Chochmah. So it has a strong connection with this path, both in kind of the archetypal masculine energy of it, but also the symbolism of kind of side facing. And it's also interesting that if you look at the weight deck, it makes the cloak look like it's almost flowing down like water. So the idea of the unconscious forces flowing behind consciousness, which are very dark, we can't really see into the unconscious. It's below the surface, is not something our conscious mind is aware of, but it is still there and it's very dark. And that's where our kind of deepest fears lie as well. But often it's also about trusting. So, you know, this lantern, this idea of the light, if we trust that inner light, that spark within ourselves, it will see us through the darkest nightmares of our darkest nights. So that's a quick discussion of it. As I said, I only wanted to cover a few different aspects of each card. There is lots of other things that you could explore with this, and it's, you know, it's definitely worth doing some personal meditation on each card if you can, to really kind of get to grips with some of the symbolism. But these are just some quick thoughts that I wanted to share with everybody. Thanks very much for joining us on this week's Occult London podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show, and you can also follow us on YouTube and Facebook. Hope to speak to you soon, and remember to carry that lamp. Thank you.